an ambitious project to build a fiber optic cable between England and Japan beneath Arctic waters has been delayed. The project will bring high-speed internet to remote corners of Western Alaska, but the arrival of that service has been pushed back until at least 2016. KNOM's Matthew Smith has more.
Canadian telecommunications company Arctic Fiber is running the undersea cable, but Anchorage-based Quintillion Networks is the middle-mile provider, creating several spur lines that would shoot off the main fiber backbone and connect the ultrafast cable to telecom companies in Nome, Kotzebue, and other communities along the Bering Strait coast and the North Slope. It's commonly referred to as the Arctic Fiber Project, and it promises a big increase in internet speeds throughout Western Alaska. Quintillion CEO Elizabeth Pierce says the $650 million fiber line began mapping and surveying this summer. That will continue in 2015, with onshore landing sites being constructed this winter. But she says that's a, quote, small amount of work compared to the next phase of the project.
The major work, the horizontal directional drilling from the shoreline offshore for the spurs, and that's again to, you know, get the spurs coming into the shore buried deep and out of harm's way. That will happen next summer. Then the cable will be laid once those HDD bores are completed for the spur lines.
But the undersea cable to Japan is only part of Quintillion's bigger picture. The company is also tapping into an overland cable set to run from Prudhoe Bay on the North Slope down along the Dalton Highway and on into Fairbanks and Anchorage. That part of the project, now being built by AT&T, has also faced several delays, and until that landline is built or the cable to Japan is laid, Pierce says it's a waiting game.
Our in-service date will be the earlier of whichever one of those connections comes in into service, whether it's the Dalton Highway first, AT&T's built, or whether it's our connection to Japan first, whichever one of those comes in first, that's when we'll be able to turn up service.
Regardless of which connection comes online first, only when the undersea cable is complete will the promise of ultrafast broadband be brought to the Bering Strait. And while the date for service may be a moving target, it's not changing any plans for local Western Alaska telecoms preparing to bring Quintillion spur lines the final mile into homes and businesses. Steve Miriam, the CEO of the Arctic Slope Telephone Association Cooperative, says the co-op worked with Quintillion this summer to build $4.5 million worth of communication shelters in Wainwright, Point Hope, and Barrow. Miriam says the co-op is confident enough in the project that they're laying out some serious money to get ready.
Definitely has legs. We've got about a $16 million RUS loan in process to upgrade our facilities onshore to take advantage of the fiber connectivity.
No matter how fast the fiber promises to be, the process of getting it built can seem painfully slow to many in Western Alaska. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.